It's Breakfast Club Day here on the radio from the Ponderosa Steakhouse Restaurant. John Boggs is down at Ponderosa, and here's John with an interview for you this morning. John?
Thanks, Rob. We're here with Terry Finnick and Michelle Goldman, who have done some research on gathering places. But let's back up a little bit, Terry. Tell us a little bit about Dream Haven, how it came into existence, and how we got to places where everybody knows your name.
Great. Well, thank you, John, for this opportunity to talk about Vision 2020 and the Dream Haven group. Dream Haven actually came about because as a member of the Vision 2020 committee, Eric Rogers and I were focusing on the quality of life in Jay County, and more specifically, gathering places. And so in 2010, in the summer, we gathered some community leaders to take an inventory of what's available throughout our county. We found that there were a plethora of formal gathering places. Those would be events that happened maybe once a week, once a month, once a year, but it would have a beginning time and an end time, and we just have a wonderful surplus of events like that in Jay County. What we seem to be lacking were informal gathering places. Now, that would be a place that was for profit and would be open consistently and would be a place where the community would come and meet their neighbors, and that's what we decided we really wanted to focus on.
Okay. Actually, it was kind of apt when I used Cheers as an analogy for what we're looking at.
Everyone knows your name. That's right.
So you and Michelle have done a little research.
Yes, we have. And, let's back up just a little bit. Dream Haven actually came about because Eric and I, realized we didn't have the resources to either advise new business owners or even help financially. And so we gathered a group of professionals that came together to begin brainstorming what we could do to help entrepreneurs in our county and to just nurture an environment of creativity and support for new business owners. And so through this group, they eventually came about with the idea of a boot camp that we had last fall, and then a business competition, which we had early in 2012. And from there, we have begun just a plan of every couple months having a special event hosted by Dream Haven. So our focus on May 8th will be on gathering places. And what we found in our research, we went to five different coffee houses in Salina, Decatur, Bern, and Bluffton. And what we found was that they never felt that they could make it just on coffee alone. And so it was always coffee plus.
Okay.
And so some of the pluses that we came across were many of them had gift shops. Some of them incorporated internet sales along with their coffee. Some of them had a huge bookstore that went along with their coffee. And they would have couples nights out or dance nights or special events like wine tasting. Or one actually had a time when you could come and paint a picture and have dinner.
Oh, wow.
And so it was an all-evening event and just a wonderful way to incorporate an evening of being out with the community.
Wow. Michelle, this sounds like this was grueling work.
It took tons of time and research, and we drank a lot of coffee.
Yeah, I'm sure you came home wired.
We were wired. For sure.
So did you find a common theme?
You know, what we found was that there were all kinds of different venues that made it very interesting to see. We had some places that were huge, and literally you could have a dance night and dance in between the tables because it was such a large facility. And then we went to a home that was converted to a coffee house, and it had nice private little rooms that groups could go to, and that was a lovely asset. And then we had some places that were just they called themselves the coffee house of their town. And it was just beautiful decor and a nice, rich setting to take your friends to.
Okay.
But even amongst that decor, they had a little cubby hole for children to play.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, urban planners are saying today that gathering places are really critical to healthy and growing communities.
Yes.
And I know in the discussions we've had about this, one of the things that we want to do is make sure we keep our young people coming back to Portland
yes.
and have a place mm-hmm. for them to meet with their friends.
Mm-hmm.
Is what you're doing now for new businesses, or is it to tutor businesses that are already here?
We would encourage any of the local businesses that are already gathering places but would like to enlarge their ideas or uh-huh. just help us brainstorm of what else could be done in our community.
Okay.
We would just, yeah, because obviously we have wonderful restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
And but for restaurants to be profitable, they really need to have customers come and eat and go
mm-hmm.
during the busy times. Obviously,
right.
Our restaurants are always open to those who want to meet with groups and can tarry through an afternoon mm-hmm. and such. But and so, you know, we don't want to take away from the fact that they're a part of a part of the big picture of
sure,
what we have
sure.
to offer our young people when they come back to our town, our hometown.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, Dream Haven really is all about nurturing the young entrepreneur.
Uh-huh.
And we want to encourage those students out in the high school to really be thinking in terms of coming up with creative ideas for their community and coming back and being a part of making this a better place.
Okay. Now, I know in our discussions we talk more than just about coffee houses, too. You mentioned a couple things that were in other communities. Just briefly touch on those. I know that you didn't get the opportunity to research them as much as you did drinking coffee all day long.
Well, we did get some best practices, some really good input from the owners. And one of the things that we were very intrigued with was new owners, the coffee house in Bern, told us of Wright State University at mm-hmm. the Lake Campus in Salina has a wonderful business program for new business owners and young entrepreneurs, and they are classes that are open to the public. So we've gathered information from them to present what is available to them on the university campus.
Okay.
And these two just raved about what they learned and said they literally did not believe they would be in business 3 years later without having the mentorship that they had. And just setting up things in such a way that they could be profitable.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You know what I find interesting is you mentioned that these people did not want to be part of your presentation. They didn't want to be in front of the public.
Yeah, but they were too shy.
But when you started talking to them, they just went on and on and on.
That's right. They're very friendly people. You need to be a friendly person to be a part of a coffee shop. But very shy. When the camera came out, they hid behind their equipment. So, and they said, please don't make us come and talk. But some of the owners will be available that night to come and answer some questions.
Okay,
so
okay.
Not all of them are shy.
Okay. Well, let's go back and pay some bills. When we come back, we'll find out the specifics of when our listeners can come and find out a little bit more about gathering places. But right now, let's go back to Rob.
Okay, John. And, hey, we've got a lot of extra room out here at the radio station. We ought to start a radio station coffee shop. Radio Mocha.
Yeah.
Don't you think so?
I would go for the cappuccino machine.
Okay, we'll get back to you in a little bit.
All right.
And room we do not have here, but anyway.